"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Ken is away today. We're going to talk now to Dan Tibbetts, the brother of Kate Tibbetts, who was raped and murdered last year. Her dogs were killed and her house was burned down by Troy Davis. Davis was a felon with a violent history. And he had gotten out on no bail and then went after Kate Tibbetts. I believe he involved in stealing a car, if I remember correctly. We're also going to talk with Greg Totten, the California District Attorneys Association. Greg is going to come on too, and it's about Senate Bill 262, which would bring back the zero bail policy again. This is something that Bob Hertzberg, the state senator from Van Nuys, tried to push through last year, and then Kate Tibbetts got killed by a guy out on no bail. And then we had a referendum, and the public said no to no bail, but he's bringing it back again, and he's got until tomorrow to get it through. That's the deadline for this year's legislation. And it's just a never-ending battle with these. I mean, Hertzberg's insane. This is flat-out insanity. There's no argument for this at all, except there's some politicians hell-bent on releasing violent criminals that are going to go out and literally kill people. All right, let's get Dan on first. Dan Tibbetts, welcome to the John and Ken Show.
Thank you so much for having me on the air.
Yeah, thanks for coming. I just briefly went over what happened to your sister. This guy that killed your sister, what was the crime that he committed and got no bail?
He stole a car in... it was either May or June of last year and was arrested, but because under Prop 47, his crime was decriminalized, he was released, and he was released on zero bail because of the emergency pandemic procedure policy for zero bail.
Zero bail came from the COVID policy.
The emergency provision
right.
For it, yes.
Yeah, and it wasn't considered a serious crime because of Prop 47.
Correct.
And car theft was downgraded that much. And how long after getting the zero bail break was it before he committed the murder?
Well, he stole the car, and I'm not sure if it was May or June, but he had an arraignment in June, which he failed to appear for. And then 3 months later, on September 3rd, he murdered my sister. So it was about 3 months after.
Right. And so he didn't put up bail. So there was no incentive for him to show up at the hearing.
Right. And that's, I'm not an advocate for the bail industry, but, I recognize that the Constitution guarantees bail. And when these people are released, it's the bail agents and their staff that are looking out for these that they've invested funds in to assure they're going to not skip town. It's the bail agents that are monitoring the behavior, making sure these people behave themselves while out on bail and making sure they show up for their arraignment, for their pretrial, for their trial. So they're the babysitters of these people. And during the zero bail emergency policy, there were no babysitters. And as reported by Jeff Reisig, the district attorney for Yolo County last week, he reported that 70% of those released on zero bail in his county during the implementation of this policy, 70% committed follow-on crimes with, and there was about 600 zero releases, zero bail releases, about between 400 and 500 follow-on crimes while out on zero bail, and approaching 200 were violent, murders, attempted murders, et cetera.
Yeah,
and Yolo County is a small county of maybe only 200,000 people, but if that trend is extrapolates evenly throughout the state, that's tens of thousands of crimes committed by people on zero bail and a couple thousand of violent crimes, murders, et cetera, which we're codifying the policy through this Senate Bill 262.
Let's get to Greg Totten. He's with the California District Attorneys Association. Greg, thanks for coming on again. What Dan Tibbetts just laid out, just using the Yolo County statistics, you've got thousands of crimes potentially being committed by no bail criminals. And yet Bob Hertzberg, who sponsors this bill, he's been on our show insisting that there's very little crime that comes from a no bail policy.
Yeah, unfortunately, nothing could be further from the truth. As I'm a career prosecutor. I spent five terms as a DA in Ventura County. And I can tell you the value of bail for purposes of keeping people in custody when they have committed violent crimes is incredibly important. This bill really is zero bail by another name. It's an incredibly deceptive bill that essentially drives a stake through the heart of the bail industry, and by doing so, really would implement zero bail policies in countless cases across the state of California. And we know from experience, those of us in law enforcement, DAs, crime victims know, unfortunately, all too well that people who are out on zero bail commit high numbers of violent crimes. Sadly, the murder of Kate Tibbetts didn't need to have to happen if this person had not been released on zero bail. And unfortunately, if this measure gets through, there will be more carnage in the streets as a result of this policy. You know, the public, as you pointed out in your intro, the public's already spoken very strongly on this in Proposition 25. 9 million California voters voted to throw out the previous proposal by Senator Hertzberg, SB 10. And now for some reason, we're at it again. My hope, and I must say I'm growing increasingly confident, after the governor vetoed the safe injection bill, which would have only impacted three counties. After he vetoed this, I have greater confidence that if this bill gets through the legislature, Governor Newsom is going to take a very hard look at it and consider seriously both the policy and political ramifications of this fundamentally flawed proposal.
What is Hertzberg's angle here? Why is he so committed to pushing no bail for these criminals where it's proven they...
I honestly don't
understand, especially after what happened to Dan's sister.
I'm like you. I don't understand it either. You'd have to ask him as to what his true intent is. I wouldn't want to speak for him. But
well, he comes on and he lies to us and says, oh, no, all the crime goes down. There's absolutely no indication. And Dan laid out what's going on just in Yolo County. I can't imagine what it's here in L.A. County.
Oh, it's awful. And I mean, another county looked at 5,100 people that were released early under zero bail policies in that jurisdiction and found the commission of 4,400 new crimes by those who had been released. 1,700 of the 5,100 individuals had reoffended within just 6 months of their release. We have bail policies. We have public safety bail policies in the California Constitution because we recognize that the vast majority of crime is committed by a relatively small percentage of offenders. And if we can incapacitate them during the pendency of their case, the likelihood of increased crime, which we're all experiencing now, we're seeing increases in homicide, increases in violent crime, increases in property crime, all of those crimes would be favorably impacted by strong bail policies. This bill also, I have to tell your listeners, this bill does a terrible disservice to local government, local criminal justice systems, and even more importantly, local taxpayers. Under this law, local taxpayers would be responsible for paying all costs of the pretrial release of any offender. So if a person is monitored on an ankle bracelet, if they're subject to drug testing, if they're subject to alcohol testing, no longer would those, even those potentially wealthy offenders, be required to pay for it themselves. This would be the sole responsibility of local taxpayers. So it's bad for taxpayers, bad for public safety. The message we're trying to get out as loud and clear as we can is call your legislators. You can go on the Assembly website. It's up for a vote anytime, today or tomorrow. Contact your legislators. Tell them to vote no on this bill. You can also go on to a website called goldenstatecommunities.com. There you can see an ad that Dan Tibbetts has filmed about his case and why he's so strongly opposed to this proposal. And you can sign up to have us communicate to those members your wishes that the bill not be approved.
Thank you for coming on. Dan Tibbetts, thank you again. And Greg Totten as well. And we've got another day to see if Hertzberg gets this through and then see if Newsom signs it beyond it. John and Ken Show, KFI. So you should be calling Bob Hertzberg's office up and call every single legislator up, whoever's in your district. You can find it easily online. It only takes a minute. And just have them vote against this bill. It's no bail bill, no bail bill, because you heard the statistics in Yolo County. 70% of the no bail felons went right back out and committed crimes shortly after being let out, and that's, we all know that's what happens in the real world. And one of the most important things that the Deputy DA Greg Totten said is that, look, we know a small number of people commit most of the crimes, which is true. And I think there was an FBI statistic years ago that 6%. Of the criminals commit 70% of the crimes. And all you have to do is keep those guys locked up. And they won't do that anymore. Just keep the ones, the recidivists is their fancy word, who compulsively commit crimes every day. Just put them away. Now, onto the economy. People are doing weird things trying to deal with inflation. And this cracked me up. And Deborah, I'm sure you'll identify with this family here. Logan Wagner, he's an attorney in St. Louis. He and his family are spending $200 a week on grocery bills. He's got three young kids. And the family eats a lot of meat. Huh. This is the Midwest, right? So he got so sick of the bills that he decided he was going to buy in bulk. He bought half a cow and an entire pig.
He bought half a cow?
I didn't. I guess you can do this in Missouri. Half a cow.
Okay.
And he bought a freezer that now holds, get this, you would love this,
mm-hmm.
320 pounds of bacon, sausages, ribeye steaks, ground beef, and soup bones.
Ooh, gotta have those soup bones.
Soup bones. Wagner says, my kids eat a lot of hot dogs, and the price has got to be too much. So we said, this is wild. What can we do? He and his wife spent $2,000, including $700 on a freezer, and now have enough meat to last a year. And their weekly grocery bill has fallen to about $125. Because the meat prices have surged 17% in the last year. And most of the country, 70% of the, I just can't imagine you having a meat freezer.
You're right. I would never have a meat freezer.
Half a cow. How would you take half a cow home?
I'll just throw it on the hood of my car.
I have friends that they get like a few families together and they have a kosher butcher in Kansas City, I believe, and they buy like half a cow and they split it between the family and they freeze it.
So this half a cow thing is a real a real deal.
Oh yeah.
Half a cow's not unusual.
No.
My son had a baseball tournament in Omaha a few years ago, and all the dads went out to a steakhouse there, and they had a huge cow on display. It was an artwork. It was like a statue.
Awesome.
Yeah, right in the middle of the restaurant. Everybody took pictures in front of the big cow. They worshiped the cow.
Was it like
in Nebraska?
Was it separated by the different cuts, and it showed you where each cut was?
No, it was the whole cow. It was the cow in his glory days.
So, John, are you going to invest in a half a cow? You can put it in your meat freezer.
I didn't know you could do that.
Well, now you do.
I can put you in touch with my friends. It's kosher meat. It's very good.
A kosher cow. I'd never considered that. I mean, I thought you would need some gigantic meat locker, but I guess if you slice it up into steaks and
you freeze, God, that's a lot of
meat. Yeah, freezing is not great. I can always tell a frozen burger when
I go to a
restaurant.
Well, I mean, would you eat a frozen burger after it's been sitting in your freezer for a year?
A year? No. But, you know, I don't know how to do it. I'm sure there's a way you could do that.
Probably.
Because, you know, it changes the flavor of the burger.
I can imagine.
I mean, I can tell in a second if I go to a restaurant and they use frozen meat for the burgers. I know right away it's frozen.
Of course you do. Because that's all you eat.
Because, yeah, that's right. So I know all the nuances. they interviewed somebody at Wilson Dowell Farms in Maryland who says that the demand for half cows and whole cows has been so brisk in the Washington, D.C. suburbs that the owner is sold out for the year. And the prices are rising, so as fast as the prices go up, people just want to stockpile more and more beef. You could buy a quarter cow for $10 a pound. It's $9.50 a pound for half a cow and $9 for a whole cow. Now, the freezer costs $700, and that takes up a lot of space and costs a lot of electricity. Buying a year's worth of beef or any kind of meat involves hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars. So, you know, this doesn't always work. Instead of just going to the store and buying it one steak at a time or one burger, one, you know, package of burgers
vegetables
at a time.
Vegetables are not that expensive.
Yes, but they remain vegetables.
But, you know,
they don't taste as good.
Maybe people need to rethink the diets and incorporate more veggies, and you'll save a lot of money.
Look, they have done so many experiments with their veggie burgers.
I'm not saying veggie burgers. I'm just saying vegetables.
If you could make the taste like meat, you might have something. But all these fake veggie burgers, they don't taste like meat. They taste like ground vegetables.
But I'm not even saying to have the fake meat. I'm saying skip the meat and just eat more vegetables. And pasta. Pasta's cheap. Then you'll save a lot of money.
Pasta makes you fat.
And beef doesn't?
No, I gain weight much quicker on pasta. I do.
I guess I can understand that.
The because it turns to sugar,
yeah,
by the
I know.
Way. And the sugar
I mean,
turns
I eat a lot
fat.
Of bread, and when I eat a lot of
you know,
bread.
Like,
I
remember the old Atkins diet, which now I think they call the keto diet?
Mm-hmm.
That's all meat. Like, well, I have a friend, he's lost a fair amount of weight just in the last few weeks. He went all keto.
Yeah.
So it does work.
It's a little controversial, though.
Why?
Just because you do need, you need carbs. Your body does need carbs.
Yeah, you do. Not that much, though.
You need veggies.
You don't need veggies. John and Ken Show. This is a pretty frightening story that has come across the LA Times this afternoon. Actually, just about a half an hour ago, about the woman, the nurse, who crashed her car and killed five people a few weeks ago. You remember that story? She's facing murder charges. Woman's name is Nicole Linton. And if you don't remember, she slammed her Mercedes-Benz into traffic in Windsor Hills. And everyone is wondering why. She blasted through a red light that had been red for 9 seconds and slammed into passing traffic, killed five, including a pregnant woman and a baby. And she had been a traveling nurse. So things weren't adding up. Why would a woman who has the sensitivity to be a nurse be driving that fast through red lights at 1:30 in the afternoon and cause so much death? Well, they've unraveled the mystery. Her defense attorneys, and I suppose this is going to be some version of the defense, but I have no doubt that it's true. I don't think something like this should keep you out of prison after you killed five people. But she has been battling bipolar disorder for 4 years. And they think she had a lapse of consciousness at the time of the crash. She was going 90 miles an hour when she went through the red light. 90 miles an hour, charged with 6 counts of murder. And she's being held without bail. She has no recollection, according to her attorneys. Next thing she recalled was lying on the pavement and seeing her car was on fire. She's got bipolar disorder, and I suppose they have all the medical records to back this up. The issue started in May of 2018. She was a nursing student at the University of Texas in Houston, and she was studying to be a nurse anesthetist. And she had a mental health breakdown. Stress was too much. At one point, she ran out of her apartment. And when police approached her, she jumped on top of the police car. This is 4 years ago. And got arrested. And she called her family from the police station. And the only thing she was worried about was her pet turtle. Next day, she's at a psychiatric hospital. She was claiming that she was possessed by her dead grandmother. Then she banged her head into a glass partition and needed stitches. She'd been ranting about the police and the Supreme Court. And as the medical staff gave her the stitches, she started singing Bob Marley songs. So they diagnosed her with bipolar, gave her psychiatric medication. A year later, she's involuntarily committed to a psych ward. Do you know how bad you have to be to get committed to a psych ward? They just won't do that. You have to be an imminent threat to yourself or somebody else. The reason she was committed, a neighbor called and had seen Linton running around her apartment complex naked. Nakey.
I knew you were going to say that.
That's been running around my head all day. That's, if you didn't hear, that's what Deborah used to tell her kids.
My little kids.
Yes, to run
my
around.
Toddlers that ran around naked.
Right. Well, this was a grown woman running around nakey. And it got worse because she stopped taking her medication. Then she got a bad online therapist who told her she was only suffering anxiety. She was acting strangely. She's not sleeping. She's obsessed with cleaning. She was accusing family members of stealing from her. And this is in the days leading up to the crash. Nicole's behavior became increasingly frightening. But there is nothing, this is, Ken and I, we talk about this all the time with all the mental patients in the streets. There's no law that effectively gets these people off the street and keeps them in treatment. You know, at most, if you're in imminent danger, you can go on a 72-hour hold, but then you're let out again. And because these people are crazy, they don't take their medication because often they don't think they're crazy. In fact, one of the hallmarks of bipolar disorder is they don't think there's anything wrong with them. The day of the crash, she had driven home from the hospital where she worked for lunch, then FaceTimed her sister, and she was completely naked again. Then she went back to work, called her sister again, saying she's leaving, and that was just minutes before the crash. Claimed she was flying out to meet her sister in Houston so she could do her niece's hair. She also claimed she'd be getting married, and her sister should meet her at the altar. So she was in full delusional mode here. And that's when she jumped in the car, went 90 miles an hour, blew through the red light, and killed the five people. Now, even after her lawyers going through all those stories about her mental health issues, they are still arguing there's no reason to keep her locked up and she ought to be released. Although released from jail, that they should be, she should be taken to a mental health treatment facility. So, I mean, actually Gascon has been holding strong on this one, surprisingly, because I think because we have dead children involved. All right, you got more coming up. John and Ken Show, KFI. All right, this is our second and final animal story of the day.
Woohoo!
Last one we had was the man who had the emotional support alligator.
Don't forget the meat locker.
I guess technically, yeah, that's an animal story, right? People buying half cows and whole cows. This may be the stupidest thing anybody has ever done. There was a middle-aged man in Ghana who went to the Accra Zoo, and he climbed a fence and he tried to steal a white lion cub in front of the mother. He scaled a 20 foot tall mesh fence and got into the enclosure. There was a lion, a lioness, and two cubs. And those white cubs are really rare and valuable. Poachers like them because of their unusual light coloring. The cubs were just born at the zoo in November, and they've been drawing large crowds of spectators. Now, what do you think happens when you steal a little lion cub in front of mom?
That can't be good. I would say you get attacked.
Oh, yeah.
If you're lucky.
Yeah.
And you survive.
No, he did not. Okay. It was a pretty serious mauling. One of the big cats, presumably the mom, pounced on the intruder, killing him. Now, how stupid do you have to be?
Don't tell me now they're going to kill the mom because she was protecting her baby?
No, I don't think so. There's only a dozen white lions that exist in the wild. There's very few left because the stupid poachers kill them all. Oh, I hate poachers.
I hate poachers, too.
I poachers make me crazy.
We need to poach poachers.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I could watch poacher executions
like
all
Hunger
day.
Games have poachers poaching poachers.
It's your idea of a big game show, huh? No, I'd watch it. I think those guys should be tortured and then slaughtered. It's like the elephant poachers.
Yeah.
My wife and I have been connected to an organization that tries to fight elephant poaching.
Really?
And so the stuff I've learned, well, what they do is they go and they kill the elephant. They slice off their faces.
Oh, I know.
In order to get the tusks. And you know what they do with the tusks? They sell them to these dealers in China because in China, a lot of the men think that the ground up tusk dust, you know, the ivory dust, will give them better erections. I'm not making this up.
I could say a lot, but I need to hold my tongue here. I don't want to get myself in trouble.
What could you say?
I could say a lot. Yeah. And they also do it for ivory. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Somehow.
Leave the elephants alone.
I don't know. Do they snort the ivory dust? I don't know. But they put them in these mixtures, and then you're supposed to get have a much.
Can't you figure out another way to have one of those?
Much better weapon. I don't know why. I mean, they're not hard to get just on your own every day. You don't really need the elephant tusk to get it going. But, you know, everybody's looking for a little more and a little more. So anyway, they removed his body from the lion's enclosure, what was left of it, and they transported to a local morgue for an autopsy. Now, is there really a mystery about the cause of death here? But they had a 20-foot mesh fence, and they thought that would be enough. I guess they never thought anybody would actually, because that's really to keep the lions inside. You'd think there's no reason to build a fence to keep people out, because why would you do this?
Because sane people don't go in.
I'm just surprised. I'm not surprised, but it's kind of sad that there's only 12 of them left in the hole. I remember when we went on safari, we were trying to find a white rhino. There's only 24 of them left. And we saw a lot of animals, but the white rhino was the one thing that was considered the rarest find of all. And I remember one of my sons was really young, and he was sick of the whole trip. So he was trying to find ways to get us to go home.
Oh, no.
So while we were in the safari van chugging along there, he kept blurting out, "There's the white rhino."
So did you ever see one? Did you ever?
No, we never saw one. Made it up, hoping we would say, "Oh, yeah, there it is. Let's go home now." He thought we were hanging around an extra week just to look for the white rhino.
That's funny.
So he tried to put an end to that. Here's some encouraging news. More than 40% of Americans think a civil war is at least somewhat likely in the next 10 years. In fact, more than half of people who identify themselves as strong Republicans. There's similar results in other polls. This is research done by YouGov and The Economist. Do we still have that Lindsey Graham clip? I think we picked it up yesterday. Is that still around? Because Lindsey Graham went on television over the weekend. He's the South Carolina senator, and said the same thing, that we might have. Play this.
And if they try to prosecute President Trump for mishandling classified information after Hillary Clinton set up a server in her basement, they literally will be riots in the street. I worry about our country.
Well, this is great. You got a senator going on TV saying, "Hey, you know, if they indict him, there could be a riot. Don't say I didn't warn you." Yikes. And then everybody in Washington started shouting at him. You're not supposed to say that out loud. But they're worried about this, that if he gets indicted, and I think Trump is worried too, because like I said before, he put out 60, I was going to call them tweets, but he's been banned from Twitter. He has his own social media site called Truth Social. And all night long last night, he put out 60 tweets. And a lot of it was about how the election was stolen in 2020. And his support is still amazingly strong, even though you've got a very credible alternative in Ron DeSantis and a couple other people too. And the power he has over people is so overwhelming. But like I said before, running on 2020, that is a loser. That is the worst idea to center a campaign around an old election that's never going to change. And if they actually indict him for all his, I don't know what these people are going to do. But, it's in the air now. They keep doing these surveys, and everybody thinks, we're headed for a civil war soon. John and Ken Show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866 691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.